And as usual, let's settle your body in the most comfortable way possible, giving yourself this time, this space, this place to bring towards you even more comfort, even more relaxation or calm, so that your inner mind can focus in a positive way. Eyes are closed. And let's take one big deep cleansing breath in. As you let your eyes roll up underneath those lids, hold that breath a moment or two, and then slowly exhale. And eyes return level, and your normal, natural rhythm of breathing occurs. And now once again, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that second big deep cleansing breath in, hold it, and then slowly exhale. And eyes return level, and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And now for the third time, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that third big deep cleansing breath in, hold it, and then slowly exhale. As eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And let's bring to mind now an image that stands for your radiant health. Now, it's interesting because it may be an image of you in that way, or it may be an image that stands for your radiant health that appears differently. It's up to you. An image that stands for your radiant health. And when you feel as though you've allowed that image to come to your inner mind, just acknowledge it. An image that stands for your radiant health. Begin to notice about it. Does it have a shape or a form? Or is it coming to you simply as a feeling? Just noticing. And then begin to be aware of what are the essential somethings, the essentials about this image that stands for your radiant health that really make it be that, an image of your radiant health. What are the essential somethings about it? And next, how does it feel to be with this image that stands for your radiant health? How does it feel to be with it? And when you know that, imagine and get a sense that you could just internally communicate that to this image, an image that stands for your radiant health, and you tell it how you feel by being with it. And next, imagine that this image that stands for your radiant health responds back to you in a way that you can understand. And so you see, now you are connecting and communicating with an image that stands for your radiant health. And as you continue, it's as though you and your radiant help sink all the way down into the deepest center, quiet, core place within, where this communication and this connection continues. And it's something that your own image that stands for your radiant help kind of likes, because it seems to grow and evolve as you communicate and connect even further. So that before you know it, this image of your radiant help begins to expand and evolve and move all the way up, all the way up, filling you all the way up to the top of your head, and then flowing outwards, down through your arms, out to the ends of your fingertips, and filling you and just absorbing into your whole physical being this image that stands for your radiant health. And it continues flowing downwards through your solar plexus, in through abs, around through hips, all the way down to the tips of your toes, so that your whole physical being is filled with the image that stands for your radiant health that you begin to own now, because it is filling every nook and cranny of you. And at once as it fills you, it comforts you and relaxes you and calms you. And it even begins to spill over into the mind space all around your physical body, so that you're feeling the sense of your own radiant health filling you and surrounding you. So from the inside to the outside, and the outside to the inside, you're filled with the image that stands for your radiant help. And that might even give you a wonderful sense of being in radiant help. And so you can embrace that idea at the top of your symbolic staircase, and that every step down reinforces that the image of your radiant health is within you. It's all around you. It fills you, and it extends outwards. So you have it from within, without, without, within. Every step down reinforces it now, with the left foot first at 20, going down 19. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper now. All negatives have already dissipated and disintegrated. You're more at one with the image that stands for your radiant health, as it's a part of you now. You're owning it. It's within you, it's without, all around you. And as this continues in a calming, comforting kind of way, you are normally and naturally drifting deeper now. Because somewhere, somehow, something stirs from deep inside. For it's been said that to change something, moving from here to there, to really do the new thing, it's got to be important. An important something needs to be. Well, what if, with that important something, that important reason that comes from your conscious mind, could become more a part of your subconscious mind, allowing it to become more motivating? So a person might be finding it, letting it come forward, and feeling it more on a deeper level, from reason into a feeling of motivating for doing this thing, to imagining it all becoming clearer. So that person then would be letting the deeper mind, the receiving, embracing, getting the pictures of what it means, the important reasons, accepting and becoming quite comfortable with them. Well, what if that could be so? So imagining now, reasons becoming feelings, becoming made known to a person going for that achievement or accomplishment, and kind of looking down the road towards the finish line as though it is becoming something truly desirable, something that just has to be, that must come into being. Going for it also might mean the results are seeking to be realized. And so, there's actually a sense of building up some energy. You know, kind of building up some steam. Perhaps as though it could be so, an empowering surge from these motivating reasons turned to feelings are beginning to flame the desire. And there's a beginning of moving forward at last for kind of getting into the race, going the distance, so to speak, as though it could be happening no matter what. So next, now, imagining this person starting with a stronger desire, the kind of thing that is propelling, and steps are more easily taken. Going forward with every step could actually encourage desire becoming even stronger all along the way. And that means that perhaps, just maybe, more steps and stronger desire could possibly turn into believing. Yes, what if believing that it could actually become, that this goal could be accomplished, and getting a sense of just crossing the finish line? What if that could really be believed? Important motivating reasons, important motivating feelings, stronger desire, believing it could be. Well, perhaps like any down-the-road experience, imagining if those mile markers all along the way could be saying something important or showing a picture or an image that could continue to be encouraging and reinforcing. The kind of thing that is connecting, it's nudging, it's drawing, creating a momentum of the just right kind that keeps a person going, without doubt certain. Strengthening the feelings of the desire and the belief. So maybe, perhaps, to be imagining now about three different markers, like signs all along the way on this road that leads to the finish line. What might that first one perhaps be saying or showing that means just the right something? Continuing on, and the mind will bring it forward as images freely arise in just right ways. Imagining and perhaps even visualizing this down-the-road experience, passing that first marker, spurring the journey forward, maybe even going a little faster, and the pace picks up as a marathon runner continues ever forward without distraction, yet always focusing with the goal in mind. Up ahead, the next marker comes into an awareness, and getting to it for that next reinforcement, all is becoming clearer as the saying or the showing of the second marker image reveals itself, as images do freely arise again in just right ways. So that now, passing this second marker with the reinforcement of it firmly held within, and it's the kind of thing that stays, always ever ready for the asking, the something that keeps a steady pace, a sure-footed, onward, forward motion, as an ever-present reminder to keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Going the distance for complete and total achievement. And imagining even now crossing the finish line in the feeling of total victory. And just then, the third marker shows up as the ever steady pace now breaks out into the zone of flowing all the way there. What's the third marker bringing in this moment of having the finish line in sight? As though the saying or the showing of the third marker could just simply bring it on home, giving the whole opportunity of this final surging and focusing, knowing that the moment of completion is close at hand. The sense of breaking through the finish line, becoming a foregone conclusion, and then that's it. Knowing that the foregone conclusion, this positive expectation, actually requires a kind of personal demand, a demand that this thing is going to be done, will be done, can be done, is being done. And so there's a sense of strong determination. Strong determination of crossing the finish line, and it becomes even stronger from the message of the third marker. And so then, as though it has already happened, and in the mind, in the deeper mind, yes, in the deeper mind, it has now become so familiar, completing, finishing, achieving, accomplishing this goal like it has been done so many times before, like there's all this floating free now, crossing the finish line and freedom. Let us give thanks for this wondrous day, for miracles shall follow miracles, and wonders never cease. It is the day of completion. Even though it was a new race to be won, it is somehow comfortably familiar and just seems to be very, very natural. And with the biggest smile coming up and all around and all through, and what is even more interesting now, on the other side of the finish line, perhaps it is just a dream away. But if this doesn't beat all, could this be? Oh my gosh, here it comes. Another desire. A feeling of there's something more that I want to focus on. There's something more I want to intend. There's something more perhaps to be accomplishing. And then here we go again for the next, and the next, and the next. Ongoing, all around and all through. And even more smiles all around and all through. And even if trying not to smile, more smiles just keep coming. And so you see, it's happened again. It's happening right now. So this becomes the positive focusing. which follows along the law of the mind that says what you focus on follows. So it would only follow to focus positively. Because the positive focusing can only bring about positive results. And letting all of these positive images, ideas, thoughts find their just right place in your deeper mind, just settling in to the just right spot within the subconscious, taking root very positively so that it all becomes organic, to sort of roll out into the conscious outer awake life in a simple and easy and effortless way. And the mind and the body respond accordingly, positively. And so for now, as the images may fade, the strength of them stays with you, so that at zero, as we reinforce the good, the positive, and the true, and the importance of this experience today, we begin to bring it all back now to the conscious outer awake life, at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being so, so very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.